Hi, and welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Short here, aka Shorty. And yes, yours truly has got some trades happening here in the studio. So sincere apologies if you hear some background noise, but you know what? Let's get the show on the road. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening this through iTunes or Spotify. Just click the subscribe so you get the instant notifications when the next edition drops. So today, we've got an awesome guest, ladies and gentlemen, on our hands, Daniel Nasso. Daniel is a top-performing account partner responsible for Domain Media, full suite of products and services. He looks after all the elite real estate offices on the mid-North Coast, Northern Rivers, and New England. Now, Daniel is a mover and shaker. He's just got back from the Philippines, which he's going to share with us some awesome fun stories that he's had over there. But more importantly, what's happening and what he's noticing out in the market at the moment. So, Daniel, mate, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me on again.
Awesome. So, mate, so you've been in Domain for a little while. How did you get started? Like, I mean, you would have seen some massive changes from when you first started Domain to now. What have you noticed in that from when you first started, and what are you noticing now?
Yeah, like a lot of people, I moved from Sydney to the mid-North Coast to raise a family. When I moved up here, I thought I'd always worked in sales, and I thought the natural thing for me to do would be to work in real estate. So I thought I'd give this real estate caper a bit of a go. And I did, and only for about 10 months, and I found it really, really challenging. It was quite an assault on what my preconceived ideas of real estate were. And then I left real estate and got into for a marketing company. I worked with them for a little while in tourism. And then this job for Domain had popped up. So that was 10 years ago. And the changes that I've seen, even like 13 years ago when I started working in real estate, for that short amount of time, have been phenomenal. I mean, those who have been in real estate long enough, I used to have pockets full of cards with AAA buyers, AAA.
That's right. Yes, sellers, yes.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. I mean, and that's long gone, you know, now. And, you know, we're looking at things like, AI and machine learning and, you know, things like ChatGPT now, which is being adopted so quickly through majority of the offices I look after.
I mean, the technology, I guess, would have been the biggest thing from the palm cards to AI now. Who would have thought, just over the space of the 10 years? Yeah. What about, what have you noticed though in relation to the market? And then we've gone through a couple of market conditions, and because you would have a really interesting scope of the types of vendors, how they've changed, the types of buyers, how they've changed, particularly in the areas that you've seen. You know, we've saw COVID where a lot of the regionals peaked. What have you noticed, particularly from when you first started out, in the types of people to now with vendors and buyers? What have you noticed mainly about that?
My clients especially, they have to be across all different personality types and all different age groups as well. So, you know, while the majority of my clients are really embracing technology and running with it, they still have to be mindful of the fact that they're not ignoring a percentage of the population of sellers and buyers that don't use technology, and they're still out there. When I first started with Domain 10 years ago, it wasn't uncommon to walk into some offices and the principal didn't have a computer, you know? So,
really?
And some of those principals, you know, they've obviously got a succession plan in mind to retire soon. They still don't have computers, and you know, it's a very small percentage. But you have to be mindful, you know. And I was quite brash and cocky when I first started with Domain. I walk into one of those offices where the principal didn't have a computer, and I was trying to tell him, you know, how to do things, and he'd run a business successfully for 30 years without one. So, you know,
I'll tell you, son, how to run a business.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's the thing is, you know, if you go back, you know, even 30 years when mobile phones first started coming out, and people started using those, and even faxes, you know,
the old faxes, fax, right? Ask,
does somebody have a fax number? They look at me like I'm
well, this is so true, because I remember, you know, back and the whole video component, like people said, oh, video won't take off, and you know, what should we do video for, and look at it now, right?
Unbelievable. I mean, video is just a standard. And, you know, photography, you know, awesome photography is just the bare minimum of you know, and like when I was in real estate, when I, you know, got harping back to my 13 years ago when I was in real estate, having a floor plan was a big deal.
You know? Seriously, wow.
It was a big deal, and trying to get or a QR code, you know, trying to get vendors to understand the importance of having a floor plan or even a QR code 13 years ago. And it seems like such a long time ago, but it's not. And the progress that we've made in those 13 years with regards to embracing technologies is just mind-blowing. And even the guys, you know, our tech team and our product team, the stuff that they're working on and have been working on over the last few years, especially you know, lead generators as well, and working out the propensity of sellers to move in the next 12 months, working on that sort of stuff, it's quite mind-blowing.
So let's unpack that for a second. Like, where is things heading now? Like, what are you guys working on? Because I mean, like, that's the thing. It's gone like a hockey stick approach with the technology over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
And now the introduction of AI. What are we seeing now? What is coming, do you think?
Well, I know for a fact. I mean, we've just released a product called a platform called LeadScope. So it's basically the ability to look at the activity on our site, plug that activity, and our product team call it the secret sauce, plug that activity of those sellers with those addresses into any of our client CRMs, match those people, those addresses that are in those CRMs, and give those addresses, I keep saying people, give those addresses a rating based on their propensity to sell. So as an example, I use this frequently. It's so say an agent has had contact with one of those addresses, one of those owners,
yeah,
8 months ago, and there wasn't any desire or any inkling that they were going to sell in the future. But recently on our site, something has happened in their life and they've started to look at, go onto our site and look at agents and look at properties and look at sold and all that peripheral activity as well. Wow. So on our site, they're lit up. The agent's opinion of that person the last time they had dialogue was that they were never going to sell. And what we do is we surface that address up to the top of the this list that we print out every single month to say, hey, you should get in contact with this this person that owns this address because they have been showing recent activity on our site. The success rate and the conversion our product team have come up with is around about 32% of the people that are surfaced to the top of these lists will sell within the next 12 months.
Holy dooly. So that's, you know, that just takes away the whole, oh, who do I call? What should I say? It's just like, it's a no brainer now because yeah. Every month you got it on a plate pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, it's, I mean, there's also a trust thing here as well with regards to our clients. And I mean, you know, as I always say, we're not giving you any new addresses. We're not taking anything from you. It's just a matter of identifying who in your CRM is being active on our site and giving you a recommendation that you should call them.
Love it. I mean, that's it. That is the way of the future, because I think with all the different platforms out there at the moment in relations to, you know, Google or like all the search platforms, and when people start searching, I think over time, you know, they'll capture even more. And that's, you know, we're in the age of data where all this data just is fed in, and then once again, it's like, yeah, if these people are making this movement online, then hey, once again, make a phone call. And I think that's a really important piece is like, even though we've got all this data, it's what to do with it.
Yeah.
And still need the phone call. You still need the relationship. You still need to build the trust and rapport with potential vendors to have that opportunity to sell. So, so that's what you guys are working on now. Where do you see it in the, say, I guess in the next 12, 24, 36 months? What does that look like for you?
Look, I mean, the adoption of ChatGPT has been phenomenal and so quickly. You know, I met with one of the guys from Elders yesterday here in Port. I asked a question about whether or not they're using, you know, AI to help them with their writing their copy. And I would say 80% of the time the answer is now yes. So there's reports that we can give them to assist them in writing their copy. So we can give them the key search terms. So when they ask, AI to write them a blurb about a new listing that they have. They can insert these key search terms, so it could be waterfront, it could be rural, or it could be granny flat or study. So then it writes copy that is going to speak to the audience that is looking for those types of properties as well. So it's very targeted. So gone are the old days of, position.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. So it is endless. I mean, the amount of stuff that you can use now. I mean, even running reports, with one of our market insights platforms, you can actually type in the address that they're about to go and visit if they're doing an appraisal. And then they can tell the vendor in real time, hey, look, a property like yours on domain in the last 30 days, the inquiry for properties similar to yours have come from these particular postcodes. And we know for a fact, because it's only been 30 days, that there's a large portion of those people that are still probably in their market. And we have the ability through social network to actually target those postcodes and those people based on their searching on the real estate portal. So
it is,
but the thing is with these guys, and I feel for them sometimes, that we're coming at them with so much stuff so frequently,
yep,
that their head must be just spinning a lot of the time, and they must, I think sometimes they just probably want to shut a bit of that noise out and just get back to the basics of, because real estate, it's a people business, so
correct. It is that, as I said, like it's that relationships, and it's eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, having those conversations all the time, as you said.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm hearing from you, these are just some tools to help to fast track that, and rather than sitting down, because sales agents, we love them, but sometimes they have a bit of procrastination. And so this enables them to go, right, here's the list, and here's the reasons why you can call these people. And I think it's so important, talking about ChatGPT. I sat down with a client just the other week, and he'd never used it before. And I said, hey, let's do a script for you for one of your, $10 million places. And sure enough, within, a couple of seconds, he goes, this is just insane. Like, how can you just like in so quickly just to come that, and goes, I couldn't write better than that. So,
Yeah. And look, it's funny with that, with ChatGPT. I think about the first time I ever used a computer, a home computer, like I'd used them at work, for data entry and all that sort of stuff. But my sister got the first computer, and she's like, this is our computer. This big box.
The big box. Like,
What do I ask it? She goes, ask it anything you want. And, I used to chase winters around. So I was like obsessed with skiing. So the first thing I ever searched was K2 Ski Factory in Vashon Island, Washington, right? And it just brought it up. And it was like, it was amazing, And then when I was driving home, I was like thinking about phone charges, and because it was overseas, and whether or not it was, and the reason I mentioned that is with ChatGPT, at the moment, we kind of are limited by our own descriptions as to what to ask it. But as we get familiar with using it, ask it the right terms, and we kind of curate what we want to know, and we become more educated with what we ask it. We'll become better at it, and it'll be a bit better as well.
Yeah, definitely, because more information will be kept on being fed into it, and we get clearer with, like any search engine, right? So we get clearer on the specifics around the search, and hence the return of that. So Daniel, you're across many different offices. You see some great things. You see probably some not great things that are happening out there within different agencies. On the leadership and on those principals and directors, what are you noticing of those great businesses that are doing well? What are these principals and directors, what are they doing well within their business so they're continually thriving? What are you noticing?
Yeah, I think, there's about 300 odd prop tech companies out there at the moment, all offering them stuff, with some principles, not mine, obviously, but there's some principles, there's the, there's this desire to just kind of shut all that noise out. The really good operators will sift through all the offerings to find the good stuff. Most of my clients, if I ring them up, you know, and say, hey, look, I'm coming to town. You know, can I have a chat with you? They're open to having a chat and listening to whatever it is that I might be offering. You know, and like I, you know, with my clients, I don't just go and see them to try and sell them stuff all the time. A lot of the times I catch up with them, it's to offer value with regards to these market insights and how I can improve their team's ability to list and sell. You know, because ultimately, and I say this, and it sounds like corporate rhetoric, but ultimately, it's my job to help the agents, you know, win more listings and transact them faster. Because you know, if they can do that more frequently and more consistently, that's great for them, and it's better for us, better for me, and it's better for everybody. So, you know, I just try to go through all the tools and all the reports just to see if there's anything there that may be able to assist them in their day to day.
I love that. And I think what I'm hearing from that is those principals and directors, they're open, they're willing, they're keen to learn, they're keen to grow. They've got those skills of how do we continually work on it, on the business, and what is going to help us to achieve those goals, you know, through the experts like yourself, of like, okay, what can Daniel provide as value, as you said, to help us to get to X, Y, Z? Yeah. So,
yeah, and it can just be one of those little nuggets sometimes, mate. You know, when I was back 13 years ago, when I got into real estate, I saw that QR codes, you know, the potential of QR codes with regards to creating impact when you go into a listing presentation. And you know, most of my clients have heard me tell this story 1,000 times, but I think it's relevant in the sense that I used to set up QR codes before I go out to a listing presentation. I've linked the QR code to a photo of the house that I was doing the appraisal on. And then with my phone, I'd zap the QR code, up comes a picture, and it was like magic, you know, but it was one of those things that set me out apart from the, you know, I was a really good lister. I couldn't sell the properties, but I was a really good I'm going to blame a challenging market and the fact that I didn't know the area very well. But I was a great lister at the time. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was pretty much the only guy in town that was using QR codes, as antiquated as that sounds now. At that time.
But it makes sense though. Look, that's breakthrough technology, you know, back then. Yeah. That was huge.
And the funny thing was, they used to have the print publication, the Domain publication up here in Port Macquarie and all down here from where you are. And some offices used to get the QR code and in the print magazine, stick it right in the middle of the hero image, which was quite funny, you know. But, yeah, as I say to the guys all the time, you know, when I meet with them and present to them, if you can just take like one nugget from this presentation today, and you don't have to use everything, just something that works for you and you can insert it into your dialogue, you know, to assist you.
And so what about then on like as sales agents, what are you noticing those successful sales agents, what are they doing specifically compared to, I guess, those who may be struggling at the moment? What are you noticing out there?
Look, a lot of them work really closely with me. And when I say really closely, they'll just give me a call to check up. You know, I've got this one client and he's great, and I feel bad because he's always ringing me, but he rings me about once a week. Just what are you seeing? What are you hearing? You know, is there anything that we should be doing that we're not? You know, I think those agents that admit that they don't know everything, and maybe there's something that I can give them or some, you know, report or something that I'm seeing in other offices that might assist them. With that, because it's a tough job, you know. Yeah, it really is. And you know, I was having this conversation yesterday. You know, everyone sort of, you know, the general public's idea of a real estate agent is somebody's driving around in a fancy car with a flash watch and a, you know, and an expensive suit. But it's as you know, it's not all like that.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's the thing, right? There's so many hours that go unseen within those sales agents that, you know, people only see the glory hours, but there's a lot of hijackers behind the scenes. So what exciting things are you working on at the moment? What are some of the projects that you're personally working on? What's coming up for you?
Look, and getting back to the stuff that I roll out with the new tech that I roll out with the guys that I speak to that are my clients. What I try to tell them is I work very closely with the product team as well. So I sit on various panels and work with the product team and try to enhance and improve products that we have as well. What they probably don't understand is is that the fact that any feedback that they give me, it goes up the chain through the, you know, through the various business units within Domain as well. I mean, we're a massive corporation. We're nearly 1,000 people now. But to have that access to the internal infrastructure of Domain is quite unique. I think they just possibly think that, you know, if I tell Dan something, it's not going to go anywhere and nothing will ever happen. And that's possible, you know, if it's not in the scope to be worked on. But if there's a reoccurring issue with a product or a service that we offer, and we can put a case behind it to get things changed, I mean, that's how change happens, you know. So through me, they have direct, you know, I'm the conduit to a big corporation that, it doesn't always get everything right.
And I'll blow your own horn here. I think that's why you're a top performer. Because you listen to clients' feedback, you listen to clients' fears, frustrations, challenges, and successes, and you bring that back to your team and you go, hey guys, this is what's going out there, because you're talking to them day by day.
Yeah.
And you're providing that information back to your team. So therefore, you know, any updates, any changes that are required, as you said, if it's a recurring theme, let's get onto it and change it. And I think then clients are appreciative, and the amount of support and value that you continually give, it's like, that's why you're doing what you're doing and you're amazing at it. So yeah, well done you. That's awesome.
Well, I will never, you know, if somebody gives me feedback, like this is, I hate the way this works, blah, blah, blah. If somebody says, can you, tell the tech team or the product team, I will never not do that. Yeah. Right. Even if it's a niggling little problem that I know the tech team will just ignore, I will never not push it up the chain. We've got the Domain magazine that runs out through the Sydney Morning Herald, the Australian Financial Review. I'm always asking for editorial content and submissions. And one time, I think it was one of the agents here in Port Macquarie, they gave me this listing as an editorial, for editorial consideration. And I thought to myself, they will never use that. They will never use that. And I nearly didn't submit it. And for whatever reason, that particular week, they were doing a story on, smart buys under $900,000, and they used it. I'm true to my word. If anyone has suggestions or ideas in way that we can enhance or implement changes to products, I will always push it up to the various business units within the business.
Fantastic. Love it. So Dan, we do a little thing here on the show, which is a 60-second quick quiz to find out a little bit more about you personally. So yes, we've got a bunch of questions. I'll fire them at you. Are you ready?
I am. And if I answer quickly, it's because I was working on this last week. So I don't want you to think my brain works that quickly.
So all the listeners, there are a bunch of questions I send out to all my guests so they can have a little bit of think about it. So hence the quick responses. All right, here we go. Favorite movie?
Definitely Big Wednesday. And
love it.
And love watching Grown Ups with my kids.
How good is that? Yeah. How good is that? Grown Ups 1 or 2?
One, most of the time.
Okay, good. Favorite food?
Prawns.
Ooh, nice. Favorite holiday destination?
Definitely Indonesia. Second, it would be New Zealand. And third, Canada. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. What's your morning routine?
My morning routine, I said this to the agent I met with yesterday, you could overlay each day over the top and you would not see any variance. Up at 4 o'clock, coffee at 4:25, hit the gym by 5 o'clock, come back, do some work around the house, and then start work.
Love it. What's your evening routine?
Evening routine is got to have dinner by 6 o'clock. Otherwise, I start stressing. Watch a bit of TV and I'm in bed by 8:30.
Fantastic. Most embarrassing moment?
Cut and paste a message and sending it to the wrong recipient.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch. Yeah. If you could choose 5 inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be dead or alive.
Well, you know, this could be controversial. and I thought about this. I think this is the question I thought about the most. I would love to get in a room with Trump.
Okay, cool. All right.
And I'll let you draw your own conclusions. Not because I'm a supporter, but I'm just amazed that somebody like him could get to the position of power that he's in. Totally. In that room, I'd also have Barack Obama as well.
Yep.
I'm a bit of a philosopher, so I love Noam Chomsky. Okay. I'm quite obsessed with Dr. Jordan Peterson at the moment, the Canadian psychologist, and I'd love to get Wally Ali in the room too as well. Yeah.
Oh, that would be an interesting dinner conversation, for sure.
Trump would be like a deer in the headlights, I think.
Yeah, that's right. biggest regret?
Not keeping every single property that I've ever sold.
Very true, very true. If you were Prime Minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
Formal treaty with First Australians.
Okay, nice. And best piece of advice?
Get up early and have a routine.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. So how can the audience get in contact with you, in touch with you?
Obviously email daniel.nasso@domain.com.au, Facebook and LinkedIn, man.
All right. Fantastic. Any final words? Any final thoughts?
Hats off to my clients, man. Every day I'm just amazed at your ability to get up and keep grinding. I don't begrudge any success any of you have. It's a tough gig.
Oh, amazing. Daniel Nasso from Domain, really appreciate your energy, expertise, and having a great chat with you today. So really appreciate for you to come on the show. And for all those listeners, make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow us, and reach out to Dan. He's a wealth of information, massive added value. And mate, thank you once again.
Thanks, James. Thanks, everyone.